is today. This is CBS News.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. Suddenly, I have to think about what I can eat, how much I should exercise, how often I'll take my new medication.
Every prescription filled at Walgreens goes through a 10-point safeguard check that reviews your current Walgreens health record for allergies and potentially harmful drug interactions, because we know you have a lot on your mind. To learn more about our 10-point safeguard check, talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest 4-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest possible ratings for financial strength. Contact your New York Life agent or visit us at newyorklife.com.
Reporter Michael Boyd tells us about a new gold rush caused by the high price of the precious metal lately.
Todd Pickens of Kingsville, Texas, is one of a growing number of treasure hunters who hit riverbeds panning for gold.
Every time there's a price increase, I get more and more phone calls. Everybody wants to know how they can get rich.
He'll tell you there really is gold in them thar hills.
There are times where I'll get 5 or 6 flakes in a pan. The more material you move, the more gold you find.
And at nearly $2,000 an ounce, there's plenty of incentive to dig in the Texas dirt. Just don't ask him where his special spot is. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
A bigger adventure than they bargained for. 20 tourists who were trapped overnight in a cable car in the Alps have been rescued. Police say the gondola was stopped yesterday after a paraglider crashed into the cables of the cable car that clings to the Tegelberg Mountain. Strong winds slowed the rescue effort. No serious injuries reported. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all Bridgestone and Michelin tires through August 20th. And auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Childproofing your home, childproofing your yard, childproofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back on this Saturday. Beautiful hot August nights going on here in our town. Whoo, boy, is the traffic something else.
I like the old cars.
I love it. How about you, Tim?
Oh, I absolutely love it myself.
I know you do. Tim Fasano is here joining me. He is running on the Independent American Party ticket for Nevada's Congressional District 2. And I'm just going to ask you, for those that don't know, what does Congressional District 2 consist of?
Basically, the entire state of Nevada, excluding Las Vegas proper.
So they have their own, that's their own district there, huh? They keep their own people in there.
District,
is that what you're saying?
One, yeah, District 1 is on the west side, and District 3 is on the east side.
So I'm going to ask you, why do you want this job?
Because I think I can do better than anybody else. It's on, currently on the ballot. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a politician. And I'm just one citizen that is really concerned about our country.
But you are a businessman.
Yes, I am.
You run yours and your wife's business, huh? I mean, yeah. You feel like you could. The job that you do, what will be your job description, Tim, if you get Congressional District Number 2? What will be your job description?
Yeah, you're saying it right. Mm.
As my eye tooth gets in the way, I can't see.
I know that feeling. Basically, my job description is actually quite simple, is to represent the interest of the constituents of the Congressional District 2 of the state of Nevada. Period. Pure and simple. That's the bottom line. I'm not going to be representing the interest of special interest groups. I'm not going to be interested in representing political parties. I represent one thing and one thing only, that is the people of this district, and I use the Constitution to do that.
So how do you get people out, though, to talk to you? Your number is right here on your card, and I love that. You've got your home number here for people to talk to you. But how are you going to rally them around? Are you going to have hall meetings, city hall meetings, or community meetings? Or how do you get all these people together to find out what they need and what they want?
That's the beauty of it. What we're finding is that we have people migrating to us. And when we go to events like in Elko, or we've gone to Fallon, Fernley, Lovelock, a good example. In Lovelock, I spoke to 1,500 people at one time.
Wow.
In Lovelock, of all places.
Great show.
They come to us because we have something different to offer them. We have a different perspective on the situations that are currently within the country and the district and the state. But we also have a little bit different of a message. And that message is, we work for you. We don't work for a party. We don't work for special interests. We work for you, for your interest, and that's why we want this race.
But you do have a party. What is the Independent American Party? Is that just you, or is there a nationwide party, or what?
No, it's the Independent American Party is a party here in the state of Nevada. It's the third largest party. It's a minor party. We've been in existence for between 30 and 40 years. It depends on how you look at it, because there was a little bit of a break. And our position is not so much as a position of power based in money. We're based in the Constitution. That's why we are an affiliate, or we affiliate with the National Constitution Party.
Okay. All right. Are you worried about being a little bit of a spoiler for Amade because you're on the conservative side of the spectrum?
No, I'm not, actually. I think he's a spoiler for me, because I'm more conservative than he is and ever thought of being.
I know, but here's the question. We're seeing his campaign now going on. I'm seeing his ads all over TV. I mean, he's dissing everybody. How are you going to keep up with him? You're going to have to raise some money, Tim.
Well, we are raising money for our campaign. But one thing that we don't want to focus on is slinging mud. That is not who I am. I'm an honest person. I don't think you get things accomplished in the environment that we have in this country, in this state, in this district, by slinging mud. If you sling mud, nothing gets fixed. And this has been a problem with politics for time, probably 50, 60, 70 years.
But don't you think it started out right? They were saying, this is what isn't good. This is what he's saying that isn't true. And then now it's just gotten crazy. I mean, now they're even making up stuff about each other.
Oh, yeah. And matter of fact, I guess one radio station or a TV station refused to run some ads because they're finding out they're absolutely false.
I didn't hear about
Kate Marshall. Was it her ads, Kate Marshall?
No, it was actually an Amade ad.
Oh, it was.
Or a series of ads that he was running. And I believe, and I don't know what station it was, refused to run the ads because when they fact-checked the ads,
right,
they were false.
He was saying stuff about Kate Marshall. And they found out that it was false stuff.
I didn't hear about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I know it.
I would love to know what he was saying.
And that's
since I didn't see the ad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just amazing, though, when you have that situation. What gets lost in the minutiae, in my view, is that when you're throwing mud, we have some serious, serious issues in this country.
Boy, do we.
We have to address them. If you're busy slinging mud, how are you paying attention to the issues that are right on the table in front of you? We have $14.5 trillion in debt right now, and it's going to be, it's soon, because there's a blank check sitting on Obama's desk, it's going to be $17.5 trillion in about 15 or 16 months. We have to deal with this. We have a $1.6 trillion deficit annually due to a myriad of factors, either overspending, I don't believe we have a revenue problem in this country, unequal trade imbalances. So we need to deal with those issues.
Huge corporate taxes,
which is incredibly devastating the economy. We have the highest unemployment that I can ever remember in my lifetime. And here's a good example. You know, we hear that the unemployment rate is about 9%, 9.1%. But when you talk to people that work in the unemployment offices, they're saying it's actually about 21, 22.
Yeah. Well, it would have to be.
And I've mentioned this a number of times on my website, that we have depression level unemployment right now, and they're just using the wrong figure.
Well, you know why? Because the people who say now, it's been 3 years ago when this first started happening and people were unemployed, they can no longer get unemployment, so they're not filing every week. So they're not being counted.
Right.
There are people out there for the last 4 years that are unemployed that can't get unemployment anymore, and now, they're not counting them.
Can I bring up a point with that?
Please do.
Now, here's how I look at this situation with the unemployment being so high and they don't report it. Why don't they report it? Because, in my view, if they really reported it, people would start to understand
how bad it is.
How bad it really is.
I don't think they have an idea, most people. If you got a job, you don't realize how bad it is out there for the people who don't.
That's right. And then who are they going to blame? They're going to blame either the Republicans or the Democrats. Now, and I'm gonna throw a little bit of
a swing. More of this.
I'm going to bring this little swing into this argument. Over the course of running this race, and I ran for Senate last year, I've heard this argument so many times it made my head spin. And that was that we are a two-party political system.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me posit it this way. If we are a two-party political system, then both the Republicans and the Democrats equally are responsible for getting us exactly where we are. And why should we trust either one to get us out?